from Hollywood, it's Jimmy Kimmel Live! And now, Jimmy Kimmel!
There's a lot going on. I mean, no one cares because the NCAA tournament has started, but there's a lot going on. Are you watching the college basketball games? We've been watching all. The round of 64 is underway, and what I was most interested in is Gonzaga played their first game tonight against McNeese State, despite the fact that there's no evidence that either of those schools exist. They played. Gonzaga is like, it's the college basketball version of the Easter Bunny. It shows up once a year. Makes a bunch of baskets and then disappears. So, baseball season starts a week from today, and we already here in Los Angeles have drama surrounding the Dodgers' $700 million man, Shohei Ohtani. I don't know if you heard about this. The Dodgers yesterday fired Ohtani's translator for allegedly stealing Ohtani's money to cover gambling debts. The guy's name is Ipe Mitsuhara. He's accused of transferring somewhere in the neighborhood of $4.5 million from Ohtani's account. Here they are together back in December. A lot of the concern is about whether he was betting on baseball with this gambling. How they wouldn't know that, I don't know. I mean, the clues were there all along. The guy even had the same haircut as Pete Rose. Shohei has not spoken to the media about this yet, and because they fired his interpreter. How could he? But. Have you been following this, Guillermo?
A little bit,
Does it make you worry at all?
Yeah, I do. Hopefully, nothing happened.
This is basically like the Kate Middleton mystery for men right now. We finally got a royal update on Kate Middleton. According to a spokesperson for Kensington Palace, there's a very simple explanation for Kate Middleton's whereabouts. She's been working from home, which I don't know how does a princess work from home? I'm just going to stay in and wave at people? I don't Maybe it's because I'm American. I don't understand all the craziness around this. Why do we have to know where she is? It's not like she's the bus driver. I mean, it's... She had an operation. She had abdominal surgery. Maybe she's not feeling... Maybe she has a colostomy bag and she don't want everybody to see it. I mean, really. People are demanding that she get dressed up and march through London so we can have a look at her. Leave this woman alone. You know what? I mean... You know what I would do if I was Kate Middleton? I would hire Shohei Ohtani's interpreter and run all inquiries through him. His magazine, Donald Trump, has some money problems. The I Can't Pay My Billionaire is said to be frustrated. He's having so much trouble coming up with a $464 million bond to cover the judgment against him in New York. Bond companies thus far have been reluctant to loan him that much money for the same reason you wouldn't loan a watermelon to a hippopotamus. Trump has until Monday to get the bond, and if he doesn't, the attorney general may start seizing his assets, possibly as early as next week. They could seize his golf course at Bedminster. They could take his buildings, which if they seize Trump Tower, where will Donald get his authentic Mexican taco bowls? They could even seize his plane. I vote for that. I can think of nothing more delightful. Can you imagine the sight of Donald Trump standing in line for a Southwest flight in boarding group C? I mean, some experts think Trump ultimately will get the bond, but these companies are leaving him hanging so they can squeeze him for the maximum amount. Basically, they have him over a barrel, and now they're behind him like Stormy Daniels with a rolled-up magazine, like, have you been a bad boy, Donald? Do you want a bond? Do you want bondage? Because... Say it. Say I'm a bad boy. Say I'm... Sorry, I got carried away. But it's like that. One giant concern is that a desperate Trump might have to take money from a foreign country, which could potentially create a huge national security risk if he becomes president. This has been discussed a lot. So Fox News floated his lawyer, Helena Habablaba, a big softball to set the record straight on that. And boy, did she ever.
Is there any effort on the part of your team to secure this money through another country, Saudi Arabia or Russia, as Joy Behar seems to think?
Well, there's rules and regulations that are public. I can't speak about strategy that require certain things, and we have to follow those rules.
Well, that sounds like a yes to me. I don't know. That's right.
Oh, what's this? A birthday check from North Korea?
Last month, Donald Trump's super PAC. This is money that's supposed to go to getting him elected, spent $230,000 a day on his legal fees. But there are new pockets to pilfer. Trump yesterday launched a joint fundraising venture with the Republican National Committee, now overseen by his son's wife. Linking the RNC with him will give Trump the rare opportunity to bankrupt an organization that doesn't have his name on it for once. And Trump is now looking for a running mate to join him. They say he's now considering 15 candidates with the idea that these people will audition at his rallies and campaign events. Really, he's turning this into the MAGA Apprentice. And the finalists for VP include Elise Stefanik, Tim Scott, Tulsi Gabbard, and Dr. Ben Carson, even though Dr. Ben Carson died 6 years ago. Ben Carson is literally a sleeper candidate. Can you imagine Vice President Carson sitting behind Trump at the State of the Union with his head? This is a guy who falls asleep standing up. Trump's also considering Florida Senator Marco Rubio as his campaign partner, which would come as quite a surprise, seeing as how most of their interactions thus far have been like this.
I will address, little Rubio.
Little Marco.
Little Marco, you know Marco. Little Marco.
He's always calling me Little Marco.
He's a little, L-I-D-D-L-E, little Marco.
Donald is not going to make America great. He's going to make America orange.
He was putting on makeup with a trowel.
The guy with the worst spray tan in America is attacking me for putting on makeup.
I never saw a human being sweat like this guy.
He doesn't sweat because his pores are clogged from the spray tan that he uses.
I will not say that he was trying to cover up his ears.
Then he asked for a full-length mirror, maybe to make sure his pants weren't wet. I don't know.
Little mouth on him. Bing, bing, bing. Bing, 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 bing.
We have a con artist as the front runner in the Republican Party.
Listen to this light little nothing say Trump's a con man.
I mean, this guy bankrupted a casino. How do you bankrupt a casino?
The problem with Marco, he's a choke artist. He chokes.
Have you seen his hands? They're like this.
He hit my hands. Nobody has ever hit my hands. Look at those hands. Are they small hands?
And you know what they say about men with small hands?
I guarantee you there's no problem. I guarantee it.
Well, I don't know anything about bankrupting four companies.
You
bankrupted four companies. I don't know anything about,
you know what?
Starting a university. That was a fake university.
First of all,
fake university.
Quiet team. David versus Goliath. But now Rubio says it would be an honor for anyone to be offered the VP slot. Oh, poor little Marco. He thinks he's different. He's thinking, I'm the one who's going to ride this bull. No, you will wind up in the mud with all the other rodeo clowns. Think about all the people who thought they could domesticate Donald Trump. Chris Christie, Mitt Romney, Jeff Sessions, Kevin McCarthy, Rudy Giuliani, Ted Cruz, Ron DeSantis, Mike Pence, all his wives. I mean, you think this won't be you too? Destroying people like you, it's the only thing Donald Trump is good at. If he asks you to run, run. With those little legs moving like a toddler going into a Chuck E. Cheese. In Alabama, they just passed a bill that will ban diversity, equity, and inclusion programs at all public schools and universities. And it also requires universities to get rid of gender-neutral bathrooms. The sponsor of the bill is a Republican named Will Barfoot, who's been very anti-reading ever since he realized he has the word barf in his name. The bill was signed into law yesterday by Governor Kay Ivey. She's terrific. Her motto is, if at first you don't succeed, try again. Hey, here's something fun out of Iowa. This is a good reminder that it doesn't matter what you do as long as you love doing it.
A Burlington woman is facing charges after police say she set fire to a porch. 46-year-old Michelle Young was standing on the porch. Young is charged with reckless use of fire and possession of drug paraphernalia.
Maybe she should be vice president with Trump. Speaking of crazy photos, have you seen all like the weird Jesus pictures, AI Jesus that have been making the rounds on Facebook? It's like a big thing. This is a sampling. There's like Jesus in a helicopter.
saving another Jesus. I know this is of a sandcastle a little girl made at the beach. Here we have Jesus as a shrimp. For whatever reason, a lot of the image of Jesus with airplanes, this is an army of Jesus and like creepy male flight attendants. This one is Jesus working as a flight attendant for Spirit. This is Jesus saving a woman in some kind of river of diarrhea. I don't know what's going on there. And no Lord and Savior buffet would be complete without Crab Jesus, the crustacean Christ. Obviously, there's no such thing as Crab Jesus. I was in vacation Bible school. I feel like I would remember a Crab Jesus for sure if there was one. And what is this?
King Crab of King Crabs! I am real!
I wasn't prepared for this. You're actually Crab Jesus?
Yes, my child.
Oh. Is there anything else?
No!
Really? Is that it? That's...
I guess your writers didn't think this bit through, my child.
Uh-huh.
They felt the visual would be funny enough.
Yeah. I guess you were wrong on that. Yeah, I guess...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they were very, very, very wrong.
Yes,
but forgive them, for they know not what they write.
Yeah, yeah. Seems like they didn't write anything, though.
They wrote this.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, thank you.
Anyways, I must go. The tide is going out.
Uh-huh.
But before I do, I have a gift for your audience.
Oh.
A gift! Fish!
Crab Jesus! Why are you handing out fish?
Do you want me to throw them?
No, I don't want you to.
I can throw them pretty hard!
No, please don't throw them. There's no need to throw them. I think that's we're good. We're solid with the fish.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I can multiply them
by
like 1,000x. I can fill this whole place with fish.
No, please don't fill the place.
I'll do it.
No, we don't need more fish.
How about loaves? You got any loaves?
No, we don't have loaves. We don't. Sorry, Jesus.
Fine. I guess I'll go back to heaven then.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea for you to go back to heaven now. There he goes.
It's boring in heaven.
Yeah.
You want to see the claw thing again?
No, I don't think we did. I think we saw it the first time. All right. Thank you, Jesus. I appreciate that.
Okay. I forgive you.
For what?
Oh, you know what.
Oh, all right.
Sinner.
Farewell!
Farewell! From Jesus, we'll return again!
We'll get you some new pants. Who knew that these people would be so terrified of fish? Oh, yeah, that's not good at all. I know, but you know what? That's Jesus for you. He's out of control. He told us he would come back. We just didn't know he'd have fish. Oh, there's a fish down there? Well, that's you. It's just fish. Do you eat fish?
Yeah, but not like it's got a face and things.
Yeah, that's how they come. They have a face and things. Should we chop the head off and would you like it better then?
Right. Remember to watch Jimmy Kimmel Live weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central, only on ABC.